We continue our learning Ilanish Mastavim and Menachem Rishim Chaim Yaakov Vinichas Leo. We are beginning Maseches Tanis Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Me'emasai Mazkirin Givuros Kishamim. When do we begin to mention Givuros Kishamim? Givuros Kishamim is another name for Mashar Rachmod Hageshem. It's in the bracha of Atah Gibor, because that bracha is speaking about Hashem's power, and that bracha we call Mekai HaMesim. That's the bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim. Now that bracha has the theme of Tchiyas HaMesim in everything that it mentions. The fact that it rains, so that's like the resurrection of the dead. It gives us life. Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, Hashem supports people. Rofei Olim, Matir Asurim, these are all things that Hashem does. Hashem heals those who are sick, so that's giving life to people. So part of that praise, that second bracha we have in the Shmona Esrei of Mechayim Mason, which begins with Atah Gibor, speaks of praises Hashem for the bringing of the rain. Givaros Kishamim. So when do we begin saying that in the davening? So here we have a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. We begin on the first day of Sukkot. We do not follow this practice. We follow Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Eliezer derives this from lulav. He says, well, you bring the lulav, and the reason we bring the lulav and wave the lulav is because on Chag, on Sukkot, Nidonim Alamayim. If you remember the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot is when Hashem judges us for water, and the bringing of the lulav is for that purpose. We wave it, so Hashem gives us dew, gives us rain, and that's why we bring the dalin minim. So if that's true, so if lulav I begin on the first day, so the mention of givuros kishamim, Hashem praising Hashem that He's going to bring the rain, it's appropriate to begin that on the first day of the chag as well. When I bring the lulav, Rabbi Yeshua Omer no miyom tova acharon shel chag. We begin mashar ruchom and geshem on shmini atzeres. So Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Hovil vein hagishamim ela simen klala b'chag lama mazkir. Why would you want to mention mashar ruchom and geshem on Sukkot and begin on the first day? If it's a simon klal, if it's considered a curse, if it rains on Sukkot, we remember that from Sukkah, the second parak, the ninth Mishnah, we gave the mashal of an eved sheba limzo kos l'rabo, an eved comes to dilute a cup of wine for his master, v'shafach lo kiton al ponev, and what did the master do? He threw the flask of water in his face. Remember, we mentioned the comment of the Gra when we learned that Mishnah, that after yomim noroim, we want Hashem to sit in the kisei shel rachamim. And that's what it means, that we come to dilute the wine. The wine is very sharp. You can't drink it the way it is, and we want to dilute it a little bit. So calm Hashem down. And what does he do? He doesn't want it diluted. He throws the flask of water in our face. No, I want the wine to remain sharp. I want to sit on the kisei of din. So that's what happens. That's the nimshal. If it rains on Sukkot, so we don't want it to rain. Why would I ask for rain? It's a simon klala. We should start in Shmini Atzeres and not the first day, says Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Afani lo amati l'shol. I'm not saying that we should begin requesting the rain. This is not the same Talmud of Racha. This el lahaskir mash of Rach morad hageshem ba'onaso. All I'm saying is that the rainy season is beginning. So let's begin to praise Hashem about His power to bring rain. We're not asking for rain, though. That will do later. That will do after Sukkot. That will do on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. We have a Machlokas when we begin V'sein Talmato V'racha. But the Halach is in Eretz Yisrael on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. So Omar Losh, Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, M. Kate, if you're telling me that the Mashar Racham and Hageshem is not about requesting rain, I'm not asking for rain, it's just mentioning Hashem's power that He brings rain. So Lo'olam Yehei Maskir. Then you should mention it all the time, even in the summer. Why would you wait till Sukkot's time to say it? Obviously, there's something about it that's a request as well, and therefore it's not appropriate to do on the beginning on the first day of Sukkot. We begin on Shmini Atzeres. What is Rabbi Eliezer's response? So the Brisa continues this conversation, and he says, you know, if you wanted to mention Marashem Rachel Hashem the whole year, you could, because it's not a request. It's praising Hashem for His praise. However, when it comes to Sukkot, now it's a chova. Now it's an obligation. Since this is the beginning of the rainy season, so it's appropriate to begin to praise Hashem right now. And if you would leave it out, so you'd have to go back. You know, this is an integral part of the Shmona Esrei at this point. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ein Shalin Esagashamim, Ela Samach Lagshamim. So there's Bar Tanur quotes two opinions in the Gemara what this means. One opinion is that this is Rabbi Yoshua. He's the author of this Mishnah. He's basically saying that in the beginning of the rain is really when I want it to rain. That's Shmini Atzeres. That's called Samach Lagshamim, the time next to when you want it to rain, so that we only begin Samach Lagshamim at that time. And therefore, the author is Rabbi Yoshua, that we begin Shmini Atzeres, and it's not Rabbi Eliezer who says to begin the beginning of Sukkot. And others say no in the Gemara. This is not talking about Mas Shevroch Moedeg Eshrem. It says Ein Shoel in Asagshamim. This is referring to what we call She'ela. This is not Gevuros Geshamim. This is She'ela, which is the saying Talmud Tol Vracha. And you know what the author of the Mishnah is? Everybody. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, they all agree that we begin asking for rain at the time where it's appropriate for it to rain. When is that? So we'll see a machlokas about that. We hold in Eretz Yisrael again on the 7th of Bar Cheshvan, giving time for people to get home. All the way, if you had a long 2-year living in past Nahar Pras, 2 weeks away walk from Eretz, from the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim, you need to get home. We don't want it to rain. We don't start asking for rain when people are still traveling. But at the time that it's Samach L'Gshamim, we want it to rain, so everyone agrees, that's when we begin asking for rain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'over L'Fnei HaTeva B'Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. A person who is the Chaz and who is the Shliach Tzibur on the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, when we begin Ma'asher Ruch Moed HaGeshem, Ha'acharon Ma'askir, the Baal Musaf is the one who's going to begin the Ma'asher Ruach, HaRishon Eino Ma'askir, the Baal Shachris will not. He'll continue saying, for those who have the Minhag Morad Hatal, and only the Baal Musaf begins Ma'asher Ruch Moed HaGeshem. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, what happens on the first day of Pesach? So here's when we stop saying Mashav Rokhan Hashem. HaRishon Maskir, the Baal Shachos will mention Mashav Rokhan Hashem, but HaAcharon, the Baal Musaf, Eino Maskir. He doesn't mention it, and if those who say Merad HaTol, he begins Merad HaTol. Then the Mishnah says that Eimasai Shalin Asag Shamim, up until what point do we say the same Talmud of Rokhan and the Brach of Barech Oleinu? Rabbi Yudah Omer Ad SheYavor HaPesach, meaning on Chol HaMoed, he claims, you still say the same Talmatar, but you wait till after Pesach. So the Gemara asks, hold on 1 second. Indin Rabbi Yehuda hold that on Yom Tov Arishon, the Shliach Tzibur Davin's Musaf doesn't mention Geshem. So how could you say, on the one hand, you stop saying Geshem the beginning of Pesach, and then you continue to say Talmud Avracha during Pesach? So the Gemara says, you're right, there are two Tanoim who debate as to what Rabbi Yehuda really held. And then the Mishnah says, so again, Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Atche Yavor HaPesach. You say the same Talmud Tov Aruch throughout Pesach, which of course we do not do. And Rabbi Meir, we stop saying this Talmud Tov Aruch right at the beginning. Once we stop Mashav Ruchon HaGeshem, we stop the same Talmud Tov Aruch, and through Chol HaMoed Pesach, we omit it. And that's the Tana that we're following. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, you continue the same Talmud Tov Aruch Ad Sheyetze Nisan. We obviously don't follow this position. He says, until all of Nisan is over, you say the same Talmud Tov Aruch. That's even past Pesach. How do I know that all of Chonesh Nisan it's appropriate to ask for rain? So he quotes the pasuk from Yoel, and the pasuk there says the following: Vayored lachem geshem. Hashem caused it to rain to fall for you. Moreh umalkos barishon, the early rain and the late rain in the first month. Now barishon is a reference to Nisan, and you see that obviously rain is beneficial throughout the whole month of Nisan. Now the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph has a whole story here when it came to Yoel. The Yoel was one of the Nevi'im. In his time, there was a plague of locusts. It wasn't just called Arba. All different types of locusts that existed at that time. And it was there for 4 years. And after that, which makes a lot of sense, there was a drought. And there was a drought for 3 years. So it was 4 years of a locust plague and then 3 years of a drought. After the third year, so now Adar passed, and there was no rain at all. And the early rain, what we call the Moreh, rained on the first of Nisan. So that's what he's referring to. And he said, no, you should go out and plant. So the people said, what are you talking about? I should plant what? A person, let's say, only how much food do we have that we can plant? We need to eat the food that we have. If you have a person who has a kav of chitim or two kavim of seorim, What do you think? It's better you should plant it. Better you should eat it. So we answered them, no, I'm telling you, go out, you'll see, or you should go out and plant it. And they did, and a miracle happened, that the grain that was, there was grain that was hidden in the walls and in the, where the ants, the little anthills, and they realized that there was grain that was there. So people listened to Yoel, they planted what they needed to. And they planted on the second, it rained on the first day of Nisan. So they planted on the second, third, and fourth days of the Nisan. And then the Malkosh, the second rain, fell on the fifth of Nisan. So you had the first rain on the first of Nisan. They planted then on the fifth of Nisan, it rained again. And that grain, which usually takes 6 months to grow, was ready only after 11 days. And they were able to use that for the Omer, which was on the 16th of Nisan. That was a miracle that occurred at that time. So you see from here that in fact, all of Nisan is appropriate, and that was for rain, and therefore, based on that pasuk, and that's Rabbi Meir's of the opinion that we continue the same Talmud Lavarcha throughout Nisan, which of course is not our practice. Now, when it comes to Mashav Ruach, it is a little bit strange. We begin saying that only in Musaf. Now, why should it be that we begin it then? If it's appropriate to begin on Shmini Atzeres like Rabbi Yoshua, so let's begin it with Maariv, or according to Rabbi Eliezer, should be the first day of Sukkot, so begin with Maariv. Everything begins with Maariv. I begin my Yalav Yavo with Maariv. If it's appropriate to begin on this day of the Chag, why don't we begin at that point? So the answer is that not everyone is in shul at night, and people may not know that they made an announcement that began Mashon Rochem Ereg Hashem, and the next day, some people would say the people were there at Maariv, and other people would not. Okay, so begin it at Shacharis. So the answer is, at the beginning of Shacharis, people might think, oh, they said it last night. And they'll know the next year, I guess I'm supposed to start saying it at night, not knowing that you're supposed to start at Shacharis. And then others say, no, he says, listen, that you, if you want to wait until a point where everybody, everyone's in shul. So that being the case, and everybody's around, so that's musaf. So, and then another possibility is that, we want to make an announcement. Why can't we start it at Shacharis? Not because people are going to think you started the night before. You didn't start at Shacharis because you have to make an announcement. You say, Masher Ochon Egoshem. So if you have to make an announcement, I can't make an announcement before I begin Shemona Sev Shacharis. You can't be mafzik between Geula and Tfila, between Galias and Shemona Esrei. So we don't have a choice if we want to make an announcement, but to make an announcement right before Musaf. Now the minog of Ashkenazim who don't say Morad Hatal, so there's no announcement as we realize to be made Pesach time. So when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, we bang and we say Mashal Rochon Egoshem, and we begin Musaf, and everyone in the Solomon Shmon Esrei will say Mashal Rochon Egoshem. But when it comes to Musaf of Pesach, so the first day, so what are you announcing? For those who say Morad Hatal, will make an announcement, and then everyone begins Morad Hatal. But for the Eretz Yisrael or Nusach Svar, but if for those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, there's nothing to announce. And in fact, based on that there's nothing to announce, we will daven our silent Shmona Esrei with Mashiv Aruch Morda Gashem, and only by Mincha time will we begin omitting Mashiv Aruch Morda Gashem, since there's no announcement of Morad HaTov.